Well, hey there, we are still in the month of May and honoring Small Business Month. And today I am breaking down the five biggest business myths that I hear a lot, and I'm going to tell you the actual truth. Tune in. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my friend, and welcome to this episode of the Unstoppably Creative Podcast. I'm Leslie Becker, your host, and I'm, as usual, very excited to be talking to you today, especially as we are celebrating Small Business Month. And this month, I am attacking the five biggest business myths that I hear from people all the time, especially creatives. I am going to break those down for you today. But first, I really want to thank you. I'm really excited about how this podcast has grown in the last couple of months. We've had a lot of new people find it. And I just want to thank you. If you are someone who has passed this podcast on to a friend, or if you are new and just stumbled upon it, I'm just super glad you're here and very grateful that I get to share this time with you. Today, I just want to let you know some of the trending episodes that are happening today. And if you haven't listened to those, I hope you will go back and do so. So the first one is number 109, which is what it actually takes to make your goals happen this year. At the beginning of the year, I gave you a lot of tools to help you set up your year to be as successful as possible. And I published that in January and really started off the year and what it really takes to make those come through. So if you haven't listened to that, or if right now you are kind of struggling to figure out, you know, what your goals are and do you remember what they were? Did you just stick them in a drawer? This is a great time to go back and review that episode. That's number 109. And the next one is number 97, which was from last year, called Arts and Activism, How to Make Them Work Together for Good. I think you will really enjoy that episode if you are someone who wants to be an activist, but you don't always agree with the way activism is handled. I think you'll really appreciate this very raw conversation about how to have your art and your own activism come together for good. The next one that is trending is number 98, which is the four most common lies all creatives tell themselves. So those are the episodes that are trending this week, and maybe we will make this one trend as well. So I am going to dive right in. So get out your pen and paper, and we are going to break down the five biggest business myths that I hear a lot, and then I'm going to tell you the actual truth about them. All right, business myth number one, and I got to tell you, this is one that stops so many people, particularly creatives. The myth is this: there's already too many people doing what I want to do. Oh my gosh, how many of you have been stopped because you have an idea, but you look out in the world and you go, oh, but that person does that and that person does that. And, you know, I don't really know how to make it different, or why would anybody want to hear from me? Well, here's the truth, my friend, is nobody else is you. Nobody else can do what you do in the way that you do it. So I don't know what you particularly are going after in your creative life, but whatever it is, there is plenty of room for you because there's nobody like you. Now, let me throw this personal story at you. If I had worried about how many other podcasts there were for creatives, I never would have made this podcast. But I knew that I had a different voice, a special voice that nobody else has. Sure, you may listen to creative podcasts and get some information that crosses over, but nobody delivers it in the same way. You could lay out, you know, 25 to 30 different creative podcasts, and everybody's going to deliver the information differently. So do not worry about how many other people are doing it. You are special. You will do it your way. And just know that there's plenty of room for everyone. All right. Business myth number two: you have to borrow money or be really rich to start a business. The truth about that is you can run a business 100% debt-free, and you don't even need to have a lot of money to start a business. There are so many things that you can do that you can start small on. I think what we get caught up in as creatives is we look at maybe a big idea we have, and hey, I love it if you have a big idea, but Who says you have to start at the biggest size? You can start small. Let's say you are just passionate about taking care of dogs. You can just have people, you know, hire you to watch their dogs or walk their dogs or whatever it is. That's not going to cost you any money. Or if you are wanting to create an online course or something like that, you can do that for a very little amount of money. I do not want you to go into debt to start a business, no matter what anybody else tells you. You do not need to do that. In fact, I highly encourage you not to go into debt, because here's the thing. In business, if you start out in debt, it is exceedingly difficult to get out of it. Because if you feel like you're starting a business where you have to put this giant outlay of cash out front and you don't have that money, that's going to set you up to have a really rough few first years. Now, I want you to hear me loud and clear. It doesn't mean that you can't invest in yourself. And like, if you have been saving for this and you have money that you want to put toward a business, that's amazing. But please, my friend, do not go into debt. All right. Myth number three. The third myth that I hear a lot, and this is more just kind of about an education piece, is the myth is you have to form a corporation or an LLC to start a business. Well, the truth is, my friend, you don't. All you really need is a separate bank account. So the biggest thing about being in business, even if you are starting in a very tiny way, if you are collecting money from somebody, you absolutely must have a separate bank account. Now, if you're starting super small, that bank account can just be a separate bank account that is in your name, that someone is paying you and writing checks to you in your name, or you're taking it on Venmo or whatever. But you only need, at the very minimum, to have separate accounts. And that is very, very important, because the one thing the IRS does not take kindly to is combining that money. So at the very least, you need a separate bank account. Now, if you want to go the next step, if you have a business name, then you're going to form a bank account that says a DBA, which stands for Doing Business As. So it could be my name, Leslie Becker, Doing Business As Unstoppably Creative. Now for me, I chose to do an LLC. That's for various reasons, and you can decide on your own what is best for you. And I encourage you to talk to an accountant, talk to an attorney to see what is the best kind of business that you want to form. But you do not have to have an LLC or a corporation to be in business. Simply having a defined bank account that is only for your business finances, and then, you know, your separate one for your personal, is all you really need. And once you've named your business something other than your own name, you can get one that is simply a separate bank account that says your name, Doing Business As, and the name of your company. Got it? All right. You don't need to form an LLC or a corporation to start. You know, if you notice a trend in all of these things, is really all these myths that you're hearing me talk about are really simply based in fear, my friend. These are myths that come up because people want to give every reason why they shouldn't do that, or why it's too scary to start that business or too scary to start that project. But the reality is, every single one of these has a truth, and a lot of it just comes down to taking that bold step. And the other piece of it is just getting educated on it. A lot of times we keep ourselves from jumping into starting a business because we feel like we don't know how to start a business or know how to market or do any of those things. But who's to say you have to know all the things before you start? Because I can guarantee this, you will not know everything. You will absolutely not have everything in place. And that, my friend, is myth number four, which says, I have to have everything in place before I start. Boy, that is the biggest myth out there. The truth is, it will never be perfect. It won't matter if you are in business 5 weeks or 5 days or 5 years or 50 years, you are never going to be perfect. Now, over time, you're going to get better and better at the things you do, but it's never going to be perfect. Business is an ever-moving thing, especially a creative business. So do not wait until everything is perfect, until you know everything and everything is in perfect place, because it's never going to be perfect. And I want you to go forward, my friend, take the bold leap and start that business. And if you've already started that business, that's awesome. And if some of these things that I've already talked to you about are holding you back, like you're feeling like, oh, I need to invest way more money, I need to borrow some money, find another way to do it. Maybe it's not time yet to expand. And finally, myth number four is, and this one's going to be a shocker for you, the myth is that, oh, I must be on social media to have a business. Okay, I'm going to shock you right now, because for the most part, people are going to tell you that's true. And I will even say to you that, yes, that's probably true. However, it's not really the truth. The truth is, you really only need to be on social media if that is truly where your market is. So if you have a market, and by market, I mean the people you are selling to are of a certain generation or a certain age or a certain set of people who are not on social media or not on a specific channel in social media, you do not have to use social media. And here's the rub about social media. You do not actually own your followers on social media. In other words, whatever medium you're on, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, whatever, they own your followers. And what I mean by that is if that platform went under and it didn't exist anymore, you would not have access to all the followers that you have built over time. So my real belief is that the real time and investment that you should be putting in is in your email list. Email is still the best and most successful way to advertise to your niche market. And so you want to focus there instead of on social media. And the reason it's so important for you to have an email list is because they have shown that they are interested in being on your email list and given you permission to email them, and then you're able to continue to nurture them and communicate with them on a consistent basis. So it's very important to make sure you're focusing your efforts on the right place. The last thing that I'm going to say about social media is this. You do not need to be on every single social media channel. You can pick the one or two social media channels that you want to be on. Don't feel like you have to be on all of them. And if you don't want to be on any of them, focus your efforts on building an email list. All right, my friends, that's what I've got for you. I hope you enjoyed this, again, dedication to Small Business Month. I hope this has encouraged you to jump past your fear that these myths put on you, rest in your brain. I want you to move forward powerfully and not let these stop you, my friend. You have a great rest of your week, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.